So today we're joined by Daniel White. Daniel is a nutritionist and health coach, so thank you so much for coming to chat to us today. Tell me, what does a nutritionist do?
Absolutely. So nutritionists are concerned with food and what we eat, how in fact we nourish our bodies. I'm a little bit of a special nutritionist in that I have a background in psychology. So as well as nourishing the physical body, I'm very interested in how food affects mood, how food affects behaviour, brain function and things like this.
As I'm sure you know, a huge topic of conversation at the moment is mental health. And I wonder, do you believe that nourishment and nutrition can affect our mental well-being?
Absolutely. So we know that our brain actually requires 39 essential nutrients in order to function properly. Many of these nutrients, I'll highlight a few of them, for example, fish oils. So we know there's a compound called DHA and another called EPA. These come mainly from oily fish sources, free-range pastured eggs and organic meats and things like that. And we know that these actually contribute towards membrane fluidity, so the fluidity of our thought. We also know that our brain itself is actually made out of 60% lipids or fats in common term, and that 25% of the fat content of the brain is actually made out of DHA, which is one of these special types of omega-3 fat. Now, these fats are what we call essential fatty acids, so it means that our body can't actually produce them itself, and therefore we have to obtain them through our diet. For millennia, you know, the latest theories go that we grew up around the estuaries, evolved around the estuaries, I should say, and that there was an abundance of seafood, of grass-fed meat, and it was these compounds that led our brains to grow to such cognitive advance, if you like. Unfortunately, though, these days there's a rise in, you know, vegan and vegetarian diets, just as one example. You know, I have absolutely nothing against these dietary patterns whatsoever, but each of us are very bio-individual. And this means that some people get along very well eating these sorts of diets, but for other people, they may require more of these nutrients in order to be able to kind of maintain, you know, good state of mental health.
So there's a huge amount of misinformation about what we should eat. You know, so much food in the supermarkets are processed in some way. How can I figure out whether I should be eating low-fat, high-fat, processed carbohydrates or normal carbohydrates? Is there a simple, sensible place that I can go to get that kind of information?
Yeah, so, you know, it can be very conflicting. You know, you mentioned high-carb diet, low-carb diet. You know, well, many of these classifications of foods are actually man-made or man-created. So when I first actually started to get into nutrition towards the end of my psychology degree, I had a number of problems around food myself. And it wasn't until I started looking at food nutrition through an evolutionary lens that I started to really make sense of it. So, you know, throughout history and throughout evolution, we would have eaten whole foods that came in their natural and real form. You know, in the summer months, this might have been more tubers, more starchy vegetables and things like that. And in the winter months, it might have been a more heavy, meat-heavy diet, we should say. We didn't really have much of a place for processed foods. Now, that's not to say that, you know, some of the modern whole foods that have been processed are causing us harm necessarily. But if I had to give one piece of information, I guess, to people, it would be to eat whole natural foods in their real form. You know, if you can hunt it, catch it, fish it, grow it, pick it, then it's going to kind of do benefit for your body.
So from my own experience, I know I tend to spend a large proportion of my time craving sugar. Is there a way to reduce or eliminate processed sugars from our diet without these cravings?
Yes. Most people don't believe this because a lot of us have probably experienced cravings for most of our life. And the hilarity of it is that I still experience cravings. If I eat refined carbohydrates, this sends my blood sugar up through the roof. And when I have a dip in my blood sugar, those 2 hours later, I crave those carbohydrates again. So it's not like you crack the problem and then you're kind of invincible or immortal to it. The simple fact is that refined carbohydrates overpower our body's natural hunger signaling. You know, in nature, we would have never found carbohydrates that were this sweet, if you like. So they actually produce lots of chemicals in our body, dopamine and things like this, that cause us to crave them. How we are best to get over them, though, is actually to introduce more healthy fats into our diet. Because fat, as well as protein, is actually, they're the foods which work with our digestive system to produce hormones such as leptin and ghrelin that cause us to feel full and satiated. So it's really the refined carbohydrates that begin this cycle of kind of requiring more and more. And really, the best way to really combat your cravings is actually first thing in the morning. You know, there's been the idea that breakfast is the most important meal of the day. And it is, but not for really the reason that we would expect. It's more because if we mess our breakfast up, we could really set ourselves on a bit of a blood sugar roller coaster for the whole day. So many of my clients, you know, will have a high carbohydrate breakfast. And a few hours later, they require themselves to eat again. And this is a pattern that, you know, every 2 or 3 hours, they find themselves gorging throughout the day. Now, if you were to eat instead, you know, some high protein breakfast with some natural fats, maybe, you know, the classic these days is eggs and avocado, for example. But yeah, if you are to eat, you know, a breakfast that's higher in protein and fat, that will keep you full through to lunchtime or, you know, even further.
Well, Daniel, I've learned a huge amount. Thank you so much for your time. But before you go, could you tell us your 3 top tips for a healthier diet?
Yes. So my first one, you know, we can talk theoretically about diet all day. So the first one, and this isn't a tip, this is the blanket rule, I'll give the tips separate. The first one is the whole real foods. So like I said, you know, hunt it, catch it, grow it, pick it. Real foods are great. The next is really to make your diet enjoyable. A lot of people think that when they start a healthy diet, they have to instantly begin to eat foods that they've never tried before, or, you know, healthy foods that they have maybe tried and not enjoyed in the past. The trick is start with the foods that you enjoy. Start with the foods that actually bring you pleasure. What we know in science is that around 2 to 3 weeks, you can actually replace all of the taste buds in your mouth. So your taste will change. You know, you will begin to enjoy the taste of fruits and vegetables and other things for more. And that's when you can really begin to experiment. But at the start, you know, keep it simple and keep it enjoyable, even if it means eating the same breakfast for the first couple of days. If you know that that satisfies you and then you enjoy it, then it means that you're more likely to succeed. And the more you kind of succeed, this kind of grows your self-efficacy. So, you know, once you start to succeed at something, it becomes much easier and you gain this kind of self-belief. The next one is make it time friendly. So, you know, I would love to sit down every single day and cook myself a wonderful 3-course meal. But I don't always have that time. So I always have options that are available, whether it's a smoothie, whether it's maybe something that I prepared the night before or something that can sit in the freezer and quickly jump out and, you know, just be popped on the stove. Burgers are one example of something that I quite often batch create and kind of leave in the fridge. But you've got to plan ahead, because the fact is, you know, life is busy. Many of us these days are leading careers that are very time consuming. So you've really got to set your environment up for success, because at the end of the day, if you are running around and your blood sugars do dip, you will reach for that snack. You will reach for, you know, the chocolate bar on the shelf, because your body needs that quick source of energy. So you've got to be prepared ahead of time. So yeah, enjoyable, simple, and time friendly.
Daniel White, thank you so much for your time today. I'm sure everybody's learned a lot. It's been a pleasure talking to you.
Thanks for having me on.